So I want to talk about Hukkah Philosoph Pasach, this halacha that says in the bottom of the Gemara. And Chava Shachar, about to make a talatum boil of Dalai Lama, so Rav Nachman, even Pasach, le Pesach, moto le talatum bakulai. Pesach matirai. V'la morna, let's Pasach Philosoph Hukkah. So there's a din Pasach Philosoph Hukkah, that if your bias is when you're makif, le tzorech, a rechava, le tzorech, a tashmash, it has to be that you're a pasach l'sef hukaf. Means, which itself is an interesting halacha. I mean, what's the significance of the pesach? And it sounds like pretty dafka because it says pesach matirai. So it sounds like it's a shtickle dafka over here that you need pasach l'sef hukaf. Why is that? So not only what's the beer, but b'chalan not pasha. Because if you go back to before, Rabbi Shmuel mentioned this last week, the Gemara talks about Amar Shmuel, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Karfiv Yosem Yisem Shalu Yukaf Ladir Ketsuru Oisa. So what you have to do is Peretz Papirza Yosem Eser V'Gojim Amidol Eser. So we would have said what you do is that you knock off the wall, then you change your mind. Till now it was Lo Yukaf Ladir. I knock down the wall, now I change my mind and I say I want to do it for Dira, and then I finish doing the Hekif. And Rashi says Shulukaf Dira V'Achrichim Bona Etzlei Dira. Come on! If you took of shlul adira, you need pasach le pesach. Well, you need to change now. Rashi made that you need dafka a pesach. So he took the Gemara later from Rechava Shachar Batim, and he said you need dafka a pesach. And the Mela, if you cracked open the wall and you want to make that the wall is going to be called hukaf ledira, you have to open a pesach and you need to build a house to have a pesach. And Mela, he made it like this. So Rashi applies the. He took the sugi later literally, and he said, he made an akimta, you have to build a house. So, frak the Taras Chaim on Rashi, that, no, Chayra, why do you need that for? Chayra, as long as you, when you're makifit, you had das to be mishtamish, Chayra, that should be enough. So, Taras Chaim is telling us that, mistaber, the hekif ladira is hekif ladira. It's hekif l'shem dira, and as long as when I'm making the heck, if I haven't mind the deer, that's enough. Which is very mistaber. Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Taras Chaim. Shinun Ches, if katan yud tes. So Mishnah Berurah paskins vida dim chishev beferish b'shosh shehikif lamakim sheyivne boi bais achar kach v'akarfif hazeh yiyak moi chotzer oi b'shebais bona mitchil v'achar kach hikif. And brings in the bottom of the Makor of the Taras Chaim. I mean, amongst other Rishonim, the Raya is from, he says, the Taras Chaim. It's very good. The Maisa Rashi is not like that. So, the Maisa Rashi's. The Taras Chaim says it's the Rambam, yeah. The Mishnah's so quiet. He didn't hear himself well.
I'm excited, but he says it.
Yeah. So, and he also brings that the Taras Chaim brings, the Mishnah Tzion himself brings, that the Rashba and the Rambam Tavar, not like that. Okay, so you need, it's correct, that it's a good Svara. And then, what about the next Gemara? So why do you need Pasach L'Sof Hukaf at all, ever? So he said, that's talking when you love Dafka at special Kavana. And the Pesach itself speaks for itself. And he says, that's the new din of Pesach Matira. So even the Taras Chaim would have to understand. So what's that halach? Now, Kapon, what's this shaila that Rashi seems to be saying? You need dafka, Rashi Ritva. And Mishmur says, not like that. Chazon Ish brings the Mishmur, Mechazik very stark, the Tzad, not like the Taras Chaim, and goes very stark in Peites Vav, goes very stark, not like that. That the Rashman there, it's very muchach, and you do need to build a bais first. So what's the machlokes here, if you need to build a bais first or not? For this purpose, I'm going to call it this machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. If you need a dafka, build a bais and have a pesach, or a seif hukaf or not, or you just davdas for tashmish is good. There's another inyan in the etzem sugya pasach l'sof hukaf that Chazon Ish the Chazon Ish clears in two places. He clears in two places that this whole halacha, Nini Pasach of Sefukaf, is only by Rechava. It's only by Rechava they come to Makif Ladira, or by Karfif they come to Makif Ladira. But by a Chotzer, Dir Vesar, or a Chotzer, Abadi, you don't need Pasach of Sefukaf. And he says, if you have, let's say, a natural place that the Mechitzas were there, in Mekedim, and then you started bringing sheep over there and you made it into a Dir Vesar, Abad, that's good. You don't need Pasach of Sefukaf. Avada, it's only, not Avada, he's Mestapik, but he's Noita very stark, that it's only, the whole halacha is only where it says it in the Gemara, which is Rechava, and then Reb Nachman applied it to Karfif.
Huh?
All he said is for such a case. All he said is for such a case. That's his example. But, and he says that it's very mistaber that a dir v'sar in chotzer does not have this halacha b'chlal. He's a mistaber, but he's very, the main place he says it, before in Peches, says, it's a big yisoid, I mean, if that's true. Omnam be'ikr din. Dear Vasar Vachotzer usually stopic behikif shalulashim dear Vachakachos of Sechan Dira, Blomatsinu de Hikifel Soy Pasach Lamani El Bakarfa Vachava. And Mishabura Nemdan has obviously, it's a Chidish Chazunish, but Mishabura Nemdan keeps on saying Chotzer has this halach also in that shtickle itself. Mitoch Lashon is Mavur, not like that. So we had a stark raya from the Bach that he holds like this Chazunish, almost from misreading the Bach. But we don't know how to read the Bach otherwise. The Bach asks the Kasha in Shinnun Tes on the Ikra Halacha that Rechava Shachari Abatim. We saw the Bach, this is only one line, Beis Yosef and Hal Simon. See the Bach, and I just couldn't read the Bach. The Bach asks the Kasha, says Rechava Shachari Abatim, V'loy Huk V'ladira. So he brings this din, Yini Pasach V'zoy Fukaf. So Frek the Bach a Kasha. V'igal etmaya de'arosh l'sham nasav nasa nim rechava adif mekarfif. Rechava could be is better than a karfif. V'inazri mevatel as diras a rechava. K'mosh mevatel as diras a karfif. So he has a shayla that the rosh legavi bittel zroim. The famous Rosh that has a suffix if Bittul Zeroim applies to a Chotzer or does it apply just to a Karfif. And in his suffix, he puts Rechava in the category of Chotzer. And he says Chotzer, and even Rechava is noita that maybe on the tzad that's not about the Rechava also not. So frak there, in that shtickle, the Rosh is noita that Rechava is like a Chotzer. And here, it's Mavur. That are v'lomen istapku, but like Khan Mefurish, the Rechava is like a karfif. Now, where does it say anywhere here in Shinnun Tes anything that Rechava is like a karfif? All it says is you need pasach zefukaf. He quotes the Gemara basically. L'chera, he means like the Chazon Ish. Yeah, so he's saying the Bach should have been on the Gemara. Go on the tour. The tour is quoted in the Gemara, and he's asking here, Akash on the Rosh. He could have asked it over there also, but he's saying, what's the Rosh being mistapik that Rechava should be like a chotzer, like Avi Biltz Zroim L'chayra? You see that Rechava is like a karfif because it has this din of pasach zefukaf. I'm open to other pshatim in the Bach, but L'chayra, if without this chazanish, I don't know this whole Bach, what he's talking about. So L'chayra, the Bach is also assuming that the whole din of Pasach Sofukav only applies by Rechava and a Karfif, and not by a Chotzer. But like with the din of Bittul Zeroim, we find that Rechava, all of a sudden, he's been stopping, they should apply by a Chotzer. This is Kasha, also. Thank you. So L'chayra, that's his Kasha, so we'll be right to the chazanish. And the answer is Davgav the Beloy Hukav Ladir Din Rechava Kedin Karfif Mekumokam Behukav Ladir Chashav Dir Tfei. This is beer. What he's saying. So So l'chayra, you could maybe this machlokes. Like I said, I'm calling machlokes chazanish and mishbur. Maybe it's rishonim plugging in or whatever. But a kaponim, there's a svara declare. What is the Gemara being machadish over here by Rechava Shachari Abatim? They need a pasach of the soif hukaf. So the pasuk pshat is that in order to create something hekif ladira, it's telling the shasa hekif. It's telling when you're creating it, you're making that the mechitzas have a din, either because the mechitzas have to be dira dika mechitzas or stamazai, that in order to make something a makam dira, it has to be b'shas, with the koyach of the hekif, you're making it a makam dira. So Mela, you need that there's a shaykhis to the deer over here. So you have to show me that you're going to be mishtamish with the place and with the deer dikashimush. So what does it have to do with the Pesach? So the Pesach is advised on the tashmish that you're planning on doing with the place. So since your house has access to this place, so Mela mishtama, your das, is nothing to do with the Pesach really. Just the point is, mishtama, your das, is to mishtamish with it, tashmish dika Shimush. And Mamela, when you're makifit for the purpose of Tashmish. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah holds it's like very lavdafka. What's the difference when you open it? You didn't open it. The point is, if you had in mind Beferish and you told your planner, your contractor, I need a backyard because I want access to it for my house, and he decides for his purposes, he's going to put the fence in first and then he builds the house. Well, what's the difference? So the point is, that is all the das of the mechitzas was made al das to be mishtamish, and that was l'chayr pashup shat. So that's why, if you learn like that, I'm calling Mishnah Berurah way, then it's all has to do with the das of the mechitzas. And mamela, it's always a halacha like that. That what shtals effect the deer in the makom is how it was hukaf and it has to be hukaf l'shem dira. And it is a little bit interesting why you can't change your mind afterwards, but the maybe it's better if it's a din in the mechitzas. So fine, but that's the pashup shat that has to be done. The hekif, what is the Gemara is being mechadish over here, not a din in the Pesach be'etzem. It's being mechadish over here that the tashmish dira is a vegeshtelt in the makim b'shas the hekif. L'chara, there's another way to go, that it's talk of a much more yisodis de kazach over here. That if you have a Rechava Shachari Abatim, be'etzem, it wasn't a makam dira b'chlal. Not a makam dira. Because everyone was mishtamish in their chatzeris. And outside, so imagine you have a forest in your backyard. So, okay, you have a forest. So, and there's really no be'etzem dika tashmishim of dira that a person does in their Rechava. Nervous. What happens is that when a person's makifit, if there's a Pesach to the house, to that area, and they're makifit, then they're gufa making that the area that they're makif is tuffle to the bias. They're being mechadish like a new room now. They're mechadish a new area that's tuffle to the bias, that now it has the shimushim of the bias. So it's not that the hekif has to have kavana for dira, because otherwise the dira is not chal. The hekif is what's being mishtayach to the bias, and b'meila you have diras, the bias over there. It's not just das to use it. It's gufa shtelling avek the makum. That's the makum. It wasn't shayach to the bias till now. So you're back. You go to the forest. You go build a fence. It's takological like that. You build a fence around it. So till the fence is taka a place that's a place you use. That's a place that's another area of the bias. And Mamela, it's tuffle to the bias, and that's shaykhs to the bias. And Mamela, it has the deer of the bias. So according to this, the din of Pasach over Sefu is very dafka. It's a very, very specific halacha. It's not a vart, which order, or that the only way to shtelvek dira in a place is b'shas tekev. It's not saying that. It's saying a specific halacha in a rachva, that shachar yabatim, which has no shimish by itself, has no tashmish by itself, and the only way to get it tashmish is with this, that it becomes tuffle to the bias.
Let's say you had a kavanah. You didn't have kavanah, or
no, kavanah doesn't work.
Why shouldn't it work? So I'm having it in
that
bavanah.
No, but
I'm having a chutzpah.
No, you can't. If there's no bias, it can't become tafel to the bias.
I don't need tafel to the bias.
No, it needs to be mamish, a part of the bias.
I heard you. I'm saying, but why can't that?
Even the Rosh says that even if by a chaloin, if it's too far away, it can't work.
Why can't I make it? I had kavanah. I'm using this as a chutzpah. It's
not,
I'm a funny guy.
You're a funny guy.
I'm using their chavah.
There's no. We don't see tashmishim. There has to be melech. That's a makom to the bias.
I'm using it as a front yard. That's what I want to do. I want to make it as a front yard.
No, there's no. It doesn't work.
Huh? Why doesn't it work?
You want to know if what?
What's the difference than any heck of lashem deer?
There's no such thing as heck of lashem deer. It needs to be a chatzer. Has to have tashmishim itself.
I decide this is my chatzer.
Wait, that's not what's happening by rachva. You want to know if you want, and you moved your whole laundry room back there, and you did all the tashmishim of chatzer to the rachva? That's not what's happening here. That means it's a rachva. It doesn't have tashmishim of chatzer. There's something called tashmishim of chatzer. So I'm saying, chatzer and deer v'sar. If you made a deer v'sar in your backyard without a pesach, you made a deer v'sar. That's all chazanish. This is talking about you don't have that. No, because then kavanah won't work either. Then do it. Until you do it. So if you taka put your whole laundry room in the back, then it will work. But I'm talking about
my laundry room in the back. Well, deer v'sar, animals there first.
Yeah, kavanah doesn't work there either. It's a metzias. That's a metzias. Kavanah never works. What's kavanah? So the rachva has no shimushin by itself. So memela, the only shaykh is to dira that a rachva has, not that tashmishin that you do over there. It's that it's shaykh to the bias. And memela, when you're posach, you have to be posach dafka, and you have to make the rachva there like that. So Rashi's saying Karfif is also like that. Be'etzem, the to make a Karfif a Makom Deer is not enough to machadish that you want to do Tashmishim over there. Tashmishim is not enough. And especially if no one lives there. It could be it depends on what's called Dira. It could be that it stems from that, because there's Shtak Mashmoisin in the Chazanish that Dira has to mean real Dira. But the deer has to mean real dira. He clears even need pita v'lina, like you need an erev, like you need real dira, could be, he clears. And the shabur is before all over, that's tashmishim. The ikur dira is tashmishim. So it could be has to do with that also, l'shitasam. But a karfif is not a makam dira. Be'etzim, it can't be a makam dira. You want to know if you put your bed there, so you made it into something else. But a karfif, k'moy shu, is not a makam dira. So Rashi is saying you have to have pasach l'shef hukaf in a karfif, meaning to say you have to turn a karfif into a makom dira, which is shaykh to a bias. You have to put a bias into a karfif. That's the only way to be makif l'dira. You can't just makif l'dira and have in mind that I'm going to decide to use it for something. You have to make it bias dick. And then by doing that, then becomes thoughtful to the bias. And then it's shak. So the zak the chazanish. If that's the whole pshat and pasuk sofukaf, we're b'chlam not saying anything to do with kavana, or that the only way to make hekif ledira is at the time of the hekif. It's a whole separate halacha. If you're coming to make something tough to the bias, it has to be that there's a pesach there. Obviously, you can't make a hekif first. What's not tough to the bias at that point? So memela zak there. If you have a deer v'sar, which means Adir Sarva Chotzer, which Be'etzim are Mokoimais of Tashmish Be'etzim. So there, the Mechitzas are not working because they're Mishtayach this to the Tashmish. They're not creating the Tashmish. The Tashmish is because people use it. The Hekif is for the Tashmish. But the Iker Taich of the Mokoim is defined not by the Mechitza. The Iker Taich of the Mokoim is defined by what it's being used for. So it's used for Dira. So Chotzer, Divisar, the Etzim, Taich of the Mokum is what it's used for. So even if it's used for that, after it was hukaf, it's fine. But by Rechava and by Karfif, that the point of the Mechitza is to define the Tashmish. It's to create the Tashmish. There's no Tashmish without that, because it's not Shaykh to the Bias. It's only become Shaykh to the Bias by this, that you're making it mukaf with the Bias. So Memela, you need Pasach Usuf Hukaf. Now, even the and we're saying the Mishnah Berura holds not like that, because he holds that the Iker is the Tashmish that you have in there, and the Mela, as long as you have Tashmishim, the Hekif is for the purpose of the Tashmishim. Now even the Taras Chaim, declaring, agrees to this Yisoid halfway, Tarshem Avada holds that if you have das for das, it works. But what's the Torah Chaim telling us? The Torah Chaim says at the end of the Gemara, he says this, that the Gemara was mechadosh by Rachva, Shachar Yabatim, that it works if it's possible. So if someone, you didn't have das. Why? A new din, Pesach Matirim. That's what Rachva is mechadosh. Without das. So what's he saying with Pesach Matirim? His stomach, he means this var. He's just saying you don't need this var. You could be mechadosh with Tashmishim. And if you did that, Kavanah would work. But there's a new halacha, and for that you don't need das. Pesach Matiroi, that you can make a rechava part of a bias if there's a Pesach there. And that's the new chiddush of Pesach of Hukaf. And that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman. So we're saying that the Chazon Ish holds is the ikar din of Pesach of Hukaf always. Could be the Taras Chaim is agreeing that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman of Pesach Matiroi. Just as you don't need that. You could also be makif l'dir Islamazai if you had kavana. But if you didn't have kavana, it would be a new din of Pesach Matiroi.
Because
he says it. Even if you have kavanah, your kavanah has to be b'shas the hekif, he says. That's why you have to break the wall down. You can't change your mind in the middle from no dira to dira.
So that, even if you change in the season, you change the kavanah to dira.
I don't think he has that whole vart. If you go with that vart, that kavanah works, then what you're saying is it's a chumra in this way. Pesach matira? No, but that then needs for sure pasach zavukav. A Pesach Matir is Zichron is Pesach Usav Hukaf. That's the Gemara. And the Din of Kavana is only Chal B'Shas Hekif. So L'chor Adir V'Sar is only working with the Kavana that could do. So no one's saying you could just change your mind. I'm not saying that. But he doesn't have that Vard. He only has that Vard by Pesach Matir. That you could make a Karfif part of a bias. And even that needs Pesach Usav Hukaf. That's what I'm saying. Right? So L'chayra, that's this machlokes, the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. Now to get back to the Bach's kasha, so the Bach held like this idea: the Pasuk of Hukaf was only a din in Pasuk of Hukaf was only a din in Rechav and Chatzer. And he asked, Ibazoi, that means it's only by a Rachava and a Karfif. In other words, it's only those two places don't really have their own Shimushim. So Ibazoi, a Karfif, a Rachava seems to be like a Karfif. Why did the Rosh say it was like a Chatzar? So let's spend Mahaz with the Kasha. According to this Havana, we could be Mazber with a whole new light, maybe the Suffolk of the Rosh. There's too much mashmois in that the Rosh is much more noita b'chlal to the concept that a non-mokum dira, the way the Pesach works, is not just out shimushim. The way the Pesach works is it makes the place tuffle to the bias. Because he has this whole thing about the Rosh, it's complicated to really understand exactly his teretz, but he has this kasha with the ashpa. Ashpa shbrishos harabim. So can you throw from your house to the ashpa? Is it a makam dira? Is it not a makam dira? So in the end, he says that it would be a makam dira if the chaloin was directly giving access to the ashpa. But if it's not directly giving access to the ashpa, basically, and there's a hefsek in between, it won't work. Well, shaykh is hefsek in between, not hefsek in between. So, l'chayra, it's something to do with this, that it has to be that we see that it's tuffle to the bias. So if it's mamash samach to the bias, so the mokum ashba is just a place that's tuffle to the bias. If it's a mokum dalaramis in between, so it's a separate shus in between. It's not the mokum ashba is not going to become tuffle. But you see from the Rosh that he holds that a chaloin works mishabura. And the Bir Halacha is mistapik. He holds very stark, the chaloin shouldn't work. He brings the suffix of the Prima Godim, and he says a chaloin shouldn't work because it's not nicha tashmishtei there, and it was a give, and it doesn't give you shtaka shimushim. It's not easy to mishtamish in a chaloin. So you can mishtamish in a chaloin, so that doesn't give you a chaloin. Being opening a chaloin doesn't work. But if maybe the suffix is given this, that. Okay, but Lamaisa, the place has no other Egen Azach, so Chaloin makes it that it is shaykh to the bias. So if you say like the Rosh holds like that, so it's very mistaber his suffix now. What was the suffix of the Rosh? The Rosh has a suffix if Zeroim is mevatel dira in a chotzer. So what's the suffix? We know that Zeroim is mevatel dira in karfav shukaf ladira. That we know. So what's the shayla? So if you go with Pasha, I think we were just going that chotzer is starker adira, so it's harder to mevatel dira in a chotzer. But if you go with this, so it's very move on. By Karfif and Archava, Be'etzim, they don't have their own dira b'chlal. Their whole place is that we're not looking at it like its own makom. We're looking at it just like it's shaykh to the bias. So if you're makifin and it's posach chosof hukaf on the bias, so memela, now it's now in the bias and they're shaykh to the bias. So it doesn't have its own matzav. The Zeroim says no, it's a it's mevatel the shaykh is to the bias because. Now, the bais people, it's not a mokum dira the way a bais is. But on a chotzer, where it has its egina mokum dira, it's a much bigger step to go say that the Zeroim is mevatel the dira of an egina mokum, which just has its own shimushim. If you go with the mishabur, it's a little bit harder because the whole point of it is once you made a kar for fukav ladira, you gave it tashmishim. So what's the difference, tashmishim that you gave to the Karfif or Tashmishim in a Chotzer. They're both the same Tashmishim, giving a Dira. But if you, so Tezis, this is stronger Tashmishim, this is weaker Tashmishim. But according to this whole different Lomdas, the Karfif, the Chotzer, is this Hashem of a Makom Tashmish. So Zeroim, not Zeroim, it's still a Chotzer. But here, where Betzim, it still has Hashem Karfif to it. But the Karfif, Mitzah, never got Nushimushim. It just becomes that we don't look at it like it's a Karfif, just look at it like the Florida room, it's the back of the house. So it's another room. It's another chelik of the bais. The Zeroim could be mafkia that shayches. Oh, so that's the Bach's kasha. Oh, you're mechalik to the Bach's kasha. So frekt the no, I'm saying, but he puts it more towards there, right?
So I'm saying, without asking kashas, it's clear that he does have wiggle space, even what you call the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, he sees that even though they're the same type of hook of the dira, when Rechav is more diridic than Karfif.
Right, no, that's what I'm saying, but so okay, I don't know, each shlav needs a knetch, but so what was the kasha of the Bach? The kasha of the Bach is very good. Frick the Bach, a kasha, that if we're saying that Rechava is like Karfif, that you need to pass up some hukaf, that means we don't see Egan and Tashmishim in the Rechava, we only see it as Shaykh to the Bayis. So Oibazoi, it should be poshut that it should have Bittel Zeroim. So how come the Rosh is mistopic and we pat the tour Nemdon is a davar pashut that Rechava does not have Bittel Zeroim just like a Chotzer? So his answer is Khan is before your Makif Ladira, Khan's after your Makif Ladira. That means the saying is that the Rechava is like a middle space. Is that before your Makif Ladira, it doesn't have Tashmishim. And you can't just decide to give it Tashmishim. But it sounds like once you make it for Ladira, this is more like Shigal, you were saying, once you make it for Ladira, it's kilo like an optional Chatzar. Once you make it for Ladira, it becomes your Chatzar. I have two Chatzars. I have a front yard and a backyard. Till I do that, you can't be mechadish that has a Shaykh's Be'etzim, it's not the Tashmishim of it. Once you make it for Ladira, now it could be that it got Hashem Chatzar to it. So it's living on its own. So Rechava needs Pasuk Pesuv Hukav because it has to be created as a Makom Dira, but once it creates a Makom Dira, it's like Kilu Yer Tzveita Chatzar. So it sounds like the Bach's Teretz. Now, just furious a few things is that Rashi. So the Rishonim speak out in Rashi. Rashi Shita and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. There's another place we find that Dir Sarva Mukta is different. Rashi speaks out in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds that you need Dira, even by less than Beis HaSaim and by Beis HaSaim. And what's Dira? Dira is when you have a Shemera and a Beis Dira, Samach Lir, these three things. So Frek the Rishonim, so why doesn't that work afterwards? If you're makif ladira, it works even by more than beis hasayim. So Taisa speaks out that Rashi would agree by dira v'sar v'muktzah v'chotzer that more than beis hasayim would work, but less than beis hasayim even though they hold that you need a makam, you need hukaf ladira in Rashi. So you need hukaf ladira, but still there's another level called dira savra muktzah. And that works by more than Beis HaSayim. But the level of Shemira and Beis Dira, that doesn't work by more than Beis HaSayim. So, and they're clear that they hold that Dira, that Shemira and Beis Dira is working out to regular Dira, because they hold you need Pasach Hosef Hukaf. So what's the pshat? But according to Rashi, it's very good, it could be. That you have a Karfif, and inside the Karfif you have a Beis Shemira and a Beis Dira. So the pshat is that you're what you're saying is you're being Meshtayach the whole Karfif to that Makam Dira. So you're being mishtayich, it's a shvacha dira, but you're being mishtayich the whole chatzit to the dira. So the way the karf, the way the hekif is working is by being mishtayich to the dira. So if you do bava holds, more than the basis time can't become mishtayich to that shvacha dira. Because, no, it's called shvach, not shvach. The point is, he holds bichlal, a karf of more than basis time. A karf of more than basis time can never be mishtayich to a makom, you can't be mevatel a place of more than base assigned to just that it's just part of the bias.
What's the base assigned?
The carpet
or the house? The carpet.
You would count the carpet without. You want to know you? Oh, okay. So you're saying what if the whole total is more than base assigned? The hekif. So, okay, but here, but the A dir sar mukta is betzem amakom tashmish. So of course you can make it more than base asayim over there. It's a whole different problem in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's problem. Now, so maybe that's that would be pshat over there in Rashi, and maybe this is pshat. This is already the next step, but. Maybe keep miyashiv with this. There's a very shvar Golis Oshri. The Golis Oshri says that a gina of a karfif she kufum begedig of asar tvachim. You have a gina and a karfif, and you have over there a shemera, oy beis dira, the hoyel v'kroiv l'beis or smucha le'ir. So kuhukaf le'dira dami, afilu gedolim harbe shari. So he's saying over here that even a gina, if you have a shemera and a beis dira over there, so Zeram is not mevatel. So when is Yezra mevatel? When is Yezra mevatel? Only in a case when you had a hukaf ledira, just a kavana ba'alma. You had no dira there, b'chlal. And you didn't have pasach of hukaf. So it sounds like maybe it's a smach to this far we were saying from the Bach. When you just have it's like, I don't know. It's very shver zach. I was just thinking maybe I don't have a rice, but that maybe that when you just have kavan in the karfif, shvacher kavana sazurim is mevatel it because mevatel the dira. But once you have shemer and beis dira there. Similar to as far as we're saying in the Bach, and once you make it into a Rachav Shachar Batim, it becomes like a Chatzar. Once you have a Shemer Beis Dira there, you have a Koyach to Mevatel the whole thing to the bias. It could be that the Zeram can't be Mevatel it anymore. But I'm not sure exactly how.
If it's a Makam Atzma,
yeah, because he's saying that you could be Mechashev, so he's not going with this Svara. See, I'm saying from the Bach, from the Gaisa, she looks like he has both Svaras. I don't know how to work it out. It looks like he has two eifanim of how to do it. You could do it with the shemer beis dira, and if you have shemer beis dira inside, it's one thing. And if you have without a shemer beis dira, so what do? Mistam you makif l'shem tashmishim, so it's another thing. But yeah, that part, I don't know. Okay, no.